We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John, what'd you make yesterday's game? It was, look, the Golden State, you beat Golden State on the road. It's got to be the best win of the year because it's Golden State and it's on the road.
Well, no Klay Thompson in that game.
No Klay Thompson. This one, probably number two for the season.
This was and maybe a more playoff important. Feel, yeah, on the road, playoff feel against a team that, you know, everyone's saying, hey, they got maybe the best defense in the NBA. They could be, you know, one of the best teams.
Best record in the NBA.
You got people saying the record's the best.
That means they're the best.
I don't buy into they're the best because their record's the best, but that's neither here nor there. The Sixers yesterday showed us that with seven games under their belt with this starting group, they get exponentially better each time out. And they did what they showed so many different approaches. You know, like early in the game, you know, JJ gets you started. We didn't even need Ben to score yesterday. Tobias Harris didn't have to score yesterday. We rode Joel, and, of course, that's what we're going to do in the postseason. But when... in the past, we would have trouble closing out a game like that. Now we got Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was great to see because there were those who were saying, hey, Jimmy Butler's not the same. And I agree. He's not quite what he was 3 years ago.
Yep.
But when we need a guy to just, like, slam that door shut on someone, now – we have that closer, and that was really cool to see. That fourth quarter when it was Joel and Jimmy, the Joel and Jimmy show, that was a completely new look for this Sixers squad. And it gave me this, like, resolve. Like, we can do this against one of the best teams in the NBA. We can do this against anybody. What I took from that game was that Sixers team is going to the finals. That Sixers team. If that's what we get, come playoff time, we're going to the NBA Finals.
Well, if they get that, agree. The question is, will they get that? Will they give that? You know, like, so, all right, big picture for me on yesterday, the thing that impressed me the most, and it's just a big sweeping comment, but I'll just say this, how they controlled the game. Because I agree with you, John.
Totally. Like, it never felt like it was in doubt.
The only time, and I didn't, it was too early to call it doubt because it was the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second. But when the ridiculous foul at the end of the first quarter and Brett's unhappy and he's frustrated. And then the Bucks, I think they scored a couple out of the gate in the second quarter. I think the Bucks momentarily took the lead. But other than like those just couple minutes, like 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, the Sixers controlled the game. They did.
Totally.
I mean, I know it was only a 5-point win, but the Sixers controlled the basketball game.
And it never, right, you're right.
They did.
They kept the clamps down.
Yeah.
It never slipped away, which it's because it just felt, I was worried that was the whole malaise in the second half would happen and it would end up being, you know, a seesaw battle for the final, you know, 8 minutes of the game.
Yep.
And that's not what happened. I mean, yes, they did, you know, bring it close enough when it was all said and done for the last couple minutes, but the Sixers were obviously the better team, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, Joel.
Oh, tremendous.
Magnificent to behold the healthy Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And now we find out that he is willing to accept this, you know, rest periodically concept. Like, I guess he's not going to be playing next game. Like, I'm glad he's buying in because we sure as heck need that version of Joel, and we're going to be ready when the time comes.
All right, so let me ask you this, though, because it's tremendous. It's one of the best wins of the year, the whole thing. Obviously, it inspires a lot of confidence and belief for the playoffs up ahead, but doesn't it also point to – tell me if you agree with this statement. It's proof that if the Sixers don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a failure of a season because they have enough talent to do that. I mean, isn't that a fair – like, when I watch a game like yesterday, that's what brings back to me the Cleveland games because, you know, just a week ago, and I know Embiid didn't play in that one, But they're up by a point with a minute to go. They win by 4 or 5, whatever that outcome was. They win by a couple points. But it's like, how does that happen?
Yeah.
It's a failure.
It's a failure. If this team does not go, yeah. I'm saying to, well, oh, certainly the Eastern Conference Finals. If they fall short of that goal. Yeah.
I would be really disappointed.
Oh,
if they
it's
don't
not
get to
just
Eastern
disappointed.
Finals.
It is a complete right. failure because we've seen that this amount of talent, they can sort of work with whatever anyone throws at them and have an answer.
Yep.
They can work around whatever difficulties befall them. And I fully anticipate, you know, that includes whatever the Celtics, that secret sauce that the Celtics have put out there.
That still worries me.
Of course it does.
Still worries me a lot.
But I feel like this level of talent, we can figure out a way. And if we play with that defensive intensity that you saw yesterday, you know, if we play that team basketball where we know we've got this preeminent, over-the-top talent to attack you in so many different ways, we can decode whatever the Celtics puzzle is they throw out there. Like, so certainly, if we fall short of that Eastern Conference Finals, this season is a failure because the talent is so great.
All right, 888-729-9494. Do you agree with the statement that yesterday is proof that the Sixers don't go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Or as John even said, the NBA Finals, I think it's a little too ambitious to call it a failure. But if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because of all that talent that you see in a game like yesterday, if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, then it's a failure because they should have gotten there with kind of talent and the kind of ability that we saw out there yesterday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.